That's it.
Screw them.
That was just too crazy.
It's Christian and Vince.
Oh, hi, this is the Sea Monkey Lady calling.
Hi, Sea Monkey Lady.
Dr. Susan Barkley.
Hey, how are you, Sea Monkey Lady?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
We are doing great, and thank you so much
I have a question for you. I have a very... I have an important question for you. I just need to get this taken care of. If I were to take a blender with Sea Monkey...
Let's hold this.
This is important.
Because
it may help to get us through this next 15 minutes. If I were to take a blender with some sea monkeys in there, mostly sea monkeys, very little water...
First of all, you wouldn't be doing that in this
whip
house
them,
without
them
me
up
smacking you upside
they
your
were
head.
Completely pure. And if I were to inject them into Christian, would that help him to... would that help to reduce pain?
Could
you use them?
He'd probably be beating you over the head with a stick while you did it, because that's murder.
Thank you.
Would it act as an anti-inflammatory?
Actually, ironically, it might help him lose weight, because sea monkey shells have chitin in them, and chitin is apparently very good for absorbing fat.
There you go, baby. We'll inject
them
into your gut.
Well, that's good to know, but don't give him any ideas.
We're going to inject some sea monkey batter into your gut.
Well, Dr. Susan Barkley, the reason he's asking you these things is because I was literally attacked by one of our pets before the show, and now I'm increasingly becoming a huge sea monkey fan over the other kitties in the house.
Well, he hasn't killed the cat yet either, which is, you know, a contrast for him.
Don't get me started, because boy, oh boy, do I want to. And I will tonight. Well, joining us right now is Dr. Susan Barkley, a.k.a. the Sea Monkey Lady, world-renowned. And she's here to talk to us about her new book, brand spanking new, The Ultimate Guide to Sea Monkeys. You can get it at streetsaint.com. And I believe maybe later on we can give away a book, possibly, or some sea monkeys.
I think we can give away some sea monkeys if you want.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
I'm feeling very Christmassy right now.
Really?
Yes, we are too.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to bring Christian's headphones down for a second.
Why?
And his microphone down so he can't hear this, all right?
Vince.
All right, hold on a second. Let me do this. Now, I'm not going to tell him this. He can't hear us right now. I would love, I think it would make him very happy if he had sea monkeys for Christmas.
That can be arranged.
Do you think that could be arranged?
That can.
I wouldn't. And I won't tell him. I brought down his headphones. I did. I really did. He can't hear.
Yes, that can definitely be arranged. I can get you some.
Really? Do you have okay, we'll get you our address later, and I'll have you send it to my work address or something like that so he doesn't know.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me bring him back in.
Okay.
Vince, what were you just talking about just then? What was all that about? What was the secret handshake between you and the sea monkey lady?
You couldn't hear us?
Hello? No, all I heard was a bunch of barking dogs singing jingle bells.
And that's not a bad thing, really.
Well, actually, we were singing with the music. I thought you could hear us.
No, something went wrong with the board, and I think we should fix it
later.
That's
twice tonight.
Well,
anyway, we may have to replace that.
I'm very happy, very pleased, and very honored to have Dr. Susan Barkley on. Now, let's talk about your being a doctor. How did you become a doctor?
I have a doctorate of the denizens of the deep from the Sea Monkey College of Crustacean Knowledge.
Where is that?
There's a Sea Monkey University?
Well, effectively, yes. It's actually a division of the Crustacean College. I mean, you can learn about lobsters or crabs or whatever.
So you can be a lobster doctor?
You know, not yet. But I believe there's some in the works when they come up with the pint-sized finger lobsters that they're planning.
Wow.
Can I tell you something? I'm very mad. I have childhood issues that I'm working out with my mother. Maybe I should call her after all of this is over with. But she... Oh God, I don't understand why. I stared right in her face. I wanted little friends. And in the back of the comic books, I thought, oh my God, for $1.50, I can have little people friends.
Yeah.
And she literally told me, oh, Christian... Sea monkeys aren't real. You are not sending money to these people.
You know, you and I swear, are soulmates, because my mother did the same thing.
Hey, get in line, sister.
Oh, see? I think that this is a universal thing. And
it
like,
is. It is. I was in Calgary recently, and I had someone call up and say the exact same thing, that they were denied sea monkeys as children, and now as adults, we're working through those issues by getting them.
Oh, and thank God they're available, too.
Well,
what made you so interested in sea monkeys?
Well, once again, this is a sad story about why you should give Susan whatever she wants, or she'll be obsessive about it in later life.
maybe you are soulmates.
Maybe we can get into some of your wants at the end of the interview, then.
I think I'm going to go to the end of the soulmate line here.
As a child, I wanted sea monkeys. My mother got me magic rocks instead. And I don't know if you've had magic rocks.
What are those?
I have magic sand.
Well, they're crystals you put in a jar, and they grow for, I think, about a week or two, and then they just stagnate, and the water smells.
Are they really?
Yeah,
what is
honestly,
it?
They're growing crystals.
Is this a precursor to the
little...
Is it
like bacteria or something?
The little lobster shapes and dinosaurs that expand in water?
No, yeah. Those are sponges, baby.
Well, there are crystals you can buy in the science shop now, and they're similar, but magic rocks are very colorful and very 70s kitschy type thing for kids.
Yeah. Now, Andy Van BC, who's in Canada, wants to know if sea monkeys are edible.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can have like a sea monkey steam, like a clam bake.
You know, I'll tell you something. Dogs are edible, cats are edible, but I'll tell you, if you put my little blondie on a spit, I'm going to kill you.
Thank you.
In the same vein, sea monkeys technically are edible, but there are two disclaimers to that. One, you will go to hell.
Thank you very much.
Two, if you're going to get some shrimp, you're going to spend $10 to grow some brine shrimp, go to Red Lobster, for God's sake.
Oh, thank you.
They have brine shrimp there?
Not brine shrimp. They have shrimp.
Hey, you know, whales... Can I tell you something?
Now, that would be the real definition of popcorn shrimp if I've ever heard.
Now, listen, I'm not trying to upset you. I'm not trying to upset you or anything.
Okay.
But did you know that sperm whales eat brine shrimp by the millions?
I know.
They absolutely wipe out entire swarms of them just like that.
Do you know, I have to tell you something. I'm a trained...
And I'm not trying to upset you.
I was trained as a social worker to deal with issues, but that's one I can't deal with on my own.
Really?
I had to enlist my colleagues to help me because the idea of millions of brine shrimp every minute of every single day dying, just it breaks my heart, really.
But
well,
you know,
is it replaced with the notion that even more are born?
Well,
especially because of the work you're doing. I mean, you are literally reviving this childhood fantasy to have little people.
Well, I hope so. I'm trying to do, as someone asked me the other day, why aren't I out saving the pandas or saving the whales?
Well, somebody,
everybody wants to save bloody pandas.
Oh, the market is saturated over there.
I know. I mean, you've got, like, there's 1,000 pandas in the wild. You've got 5,000 people trying to save them. It's sea monkeys that need to be saved.
And why is that? What is happening to sea monkeys?
Well, people are eating them. People are feeding them to their grandfathers. They're dumping them into radiators.
And Andy and British Columbia in the chat room, there you go. You're just one of those people that we have to stand up against.
I hear they're great with that Old Bay seasoning.
Oh, you know
Vince,
what?
If you
talk
another one of those jokes, I'm
going
to eat Sassy.
But let me
an eater. I'm going to chop her up into pieces and eat her.
Let me just tell you about a documentary. Really quickly, I saw a documentary about pollution and how it affected sea monkeys. And this is the worst thing I saw on there, the worst part about it, and it actually, I changed the channel, actually, just like I do when they show cheetahs eating little critters.
Yeah.
They showed a sea monkey. You know those plastic or the rubbery plastic things that for like six packs of soda cans.
Oh yes.
Well, a sea monkey had swum into one and it got stuck around its neck.
Vince, that wasn't
and
a
it was
sea
cutting
monkey.
Into its skin.
Vince, maybe you don't know what sea monkeys are, and maybe
no,
Dr.
there was
Susan
a sea
Barkley,
monkey. He was swimming
Vince,
around in circles with a six pack of a soda
Vince,
can six pack. Plastic thing around his neck.
Dr. Susan
Barkley.
And it
was actually affecting its trajectory and everything.
Can you tell Vince what a sea monkey is, please?
A sea monkey is a genetically altered brine shrimp. They are the pets of the future today.
And how big are these creatures?
They grow to approximately an inch long, a 3/4 inch to an inch
now,
long.
Now, Vince,
well, yours have never gotten that long, Kristen. Well,
you
your
see,
monkey got that long, but your
you
sea monkey never
do you see now that that wasn't a sea monkey that you were talking about?
Well, it was for one of those small six-packs, I guess. Like
tiny
maybe...
Miniature six-packs?
I don't know. Maybe it was like for munchkins, like for midgets and stuff.
Oh, great.
Midgets and dwarfs or something.
So,
elven beer blasts. With
elves and dwarves and midgets.
So your book is The Ultimate Guide to Sea Monkeys. What made you want to put together a book? I know you have a website, too, seamonkeyworship.com. I know that is a precursor to this book, but why the book?
Well, for two reasons. One, I'm a writer, so it was kind of logical.
It worked out well.
It did, you know, considering that if I wasn't a writer, I might have to do a music CD or something. You don't want to hear me sing.
Dr. Susan Barkley sings.
Oh, yeah. You You know what? That's my best friend's nightmare, believe it or not. And the second reason was mainly because I wanted to share my love of Sea Monkeys with people who don't have access to the internet.
Ah, yeah, because there are a lot of those people. And, boy, are they missing out, too, because SeaMonkeyWorship.com has tons and tons of information about sea monkeys and new toys, too. Who is the company that's that put these little critters together in the first place?
They're called, but they just changed their name to The Amazing Live Sea Monkeys.
What?
They needed to be more sensational.
I guess they're jazzing up their four-man act, so to speak.
Actually, it's a surprisingly big company. I've learned recently how to figure out what country people are coming to my website from every day.
Oh, yeah, that fancy little country thing. You can go into the stats.
The
country
thing.
I have it, too. I love it.
Isn't it? You know, I have to say, like, I would say to you, if you said, who's coming from where? Like, I know they've been doing a lot of work in distributing sea monkeys around the world.
Yeah.
I have gotten hits from places, countries I can't even spell.
Countries that don't even have water.
Well, who, what,
I don't use.
Besides, Canada and the U.S., what other countries are, like, really, really
Italy.
Looking at? Italy.
They're like, out of, I would say about 30% of my hits right now are actually coming from Italy.
Wow.
Mondo Bizarro.
I'm not speaking Italian, trust me. The only thing I know is, like, fettuccine. So, I don't know what's going on. And, of course, England. I had someone from Russia, Latvia, Luxembourg, Qatar, Namibia.
Namibia. Isn't that like Africa? Or?
Yes, I've had someone from every continent this week.
How do you get on the internet from a mud hut?
Well, you know what blows my mind? I thought they shut down all the internet access in China, but apparently they're looking up sea monkeys.
Oh, no, my friend. It is taking over there in China.
They're distributing them there now, too. So we're gonna have little, Chinese sea monkeys pretty soon. And
well,
we've got Colombian sea monkeys now.
You know, speaking of Christmas and the giving season, now, a lot of people don't advocate giving pets for Christmas because, they end up not feeding them. All of a sudden they die. Do you suggest people actually give people sea monkeys for Christmas?
I do, and one, because they're easy to put in a box. They don't make a lot of noise, when they're sitting under.
They're very quiet.
They're silent. You would actually say they were mute creatures almost. And the other thing,
unless you listen very carefully.
I recommend it because they are a fantastic pet for someone who has no concept of responsibility.
Now, can you use them to feed fish?
You can, but
like
once
goldfish?
Again, we're getting back to
Vince,
murder.
Once again,
I'm not saying I should. I'm just asking
again,
a question.
Once again, you can, go yes, right yes, off yes. the deep end,
it's
don't
simply
you?
A question. I don't intend to do that. Now, listen, I would love to have a real sea
mirror.
Monkey tank. But the problem is aerating the water and keeping the water clean.
Yeah,
can't
what's
you
the
set
deal
it up
with
a filter that will constantly filter the water without sucking the little guys up in there?
No, and you know what? I'll tell you why you can't do that. One is the whole sucking up and killing them part, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
And two, when you put, I had a friend who had a tank going for 2.5 years, decided he was going to go the fancy fish tank route. Got that little aeration filtery thing. I'm not sure what the technical phrase is. One of the automatic aerating things.
Yes.
And what do you think happened? The algae went nuts, and in about 3 days suffocated the sea monkey.
Oh. So what do you do? You just leave them in the water that they're in for a while and just keep adding water as it evaporates, or what?
Well, when it comes to aeration, you can do one of two things. Actually, one of three things, but the third thing is annoying.
I don't like the straw thing.
I can't wait to hear what the third thing is.
Actually, it's not even interesting. That's why
it's methane.
The first thing is you can get yourself. I mean, most of the tanks come with an aeration, little aeration thing. You do that twice a day.
They just don't seem sufficient.
You mean the pumps that blow in like a fizzy fizz?
Yes, the million bubble air pump.
Okay, and how long do you keep it on though?
Well, you put it in and you pump it for 30 seconds a minute twice a day.
Just twice a day, really?
You could set it on a timer, I suppose.
Wow, okay.
I do it until my thumb hurts because I got like five tanks going on right now. So I just
God, the sea monkey lady.
And the other way is the straw idea, but the problem becomes that people suck up the water, and it is the most disgusting flavor in the world, and you can kill them. So I would say blow. Don't
you mean the
blow,
ones that get in your mouth?
Okay.
Well, you can just spit them back out, right?
So what is the third way?
Well, the third way is dumping the tank into a jar and back and forth.
That seems like torture.
It can hurt.
Now, from someone who is so concerned about the safety and well-being of sea monkeys, you would actually mention dumping them back and forth like mixing a martini?
Well, I did.
Oh.
I would say,
should I put ice in there, too?
I would tell you no right now, and I'll tell you why. They'd actually probably shouldn't hurt the sea monkeys because they have a very strong exoskeleton, and it's like the concept of dropping an ant off the Empire State Building.
Yeah, they can live. They'll
exactly.
live.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, because they just float in the air all the way until they get there, and it's like you just drop them from an inch.
Well,
above
they have
the ground.
A chute, don't they?
No.
Oh.
So that it's not actually dangerous, but you know what? You run the risk of losing sea monkeys. So I don't recommend doing that. Anything that could possibly lose sea monkeys, which is why I'm not an advocate of cleaning tanks.
How long can you keep sea monkeys for?
The guarantee's for 2 years, and if they don't make it to 2 years, you can send in the life insurance policy. I think it's 75 cents in the life insurance policy, and you will get sea monkeys back.
Isn't that a wonderful thing to teach kids?
Now, does that mean
that's
a single sea monkey can live for 2 years?
Technically, yes.
But they keep squirting babies
don't.
Out. They keep having babies and stuff, don't they?
300 babies every 4 days a female can produce. Babies or eggs. So.
Well, you know, when I had mine, I kept them for quite some time, but not a year. I'm one of those absolute idiot morons that killed their sea monkeys.
You didn't do it, though. It was that silly woman who told you.
You're right. Oh, my God. You remembered. Oh, my God. I'm so touched.
I remember because we talked about it.
It was Wendy at the pet store. I remember.
Yep.
Oh, you remember this.
But it said on the package, I think, for Brian Tripp. They said at the store that they fed him that.
But sea monkeys aren't Brian. They are not technically Artemia salina, which is Brian Tripp.
Listen to her technical little stuff.
Well, she totally gave me the wrong thing to do, and it literally killed my sea monkey. So I do blame
her,
and thank you.
I remember, and I was so upset about that because go to my silly page and go look at the part on food, and the first thing I say is, do not give them fish food.
And that's seamonkeyworship.com.
It was powdery fish food.
Well, no, it's algae. Fish food. I don't know what is in that stuff, sawdust or dead fish or something. But
it is. It's ground up fish meal.
They won't eat it. They're vegetarians and they want algae and diatoms, and that's pretty much what they get.
Well, now that we got that cleared up, so the webpage is seamonkeyworship.com.
Yes.
The book, The Ultimate Guide to Sea Monkeys. Dr. Susan Barkley, thank you so much for joining us.
Well,
so what we're going to do is
what we'll do is
we're going to give away a book. Is that right? One book. And then one tank, like the Sea Galleon or something
and
like
what's
that.
The Ghostly Galleon.
The Ghostly Galleon.
On everything you need for sea monkeys in that pack.
Great. So what we're going to do is coming up after this, we'll have a little contest on the air, and we will send you the people's address, and they have to be in the U.S. and Canada. They can't be in Hawaii or, like, Italy or somewhere else because it costs $50,000 to ship it. So
that's true.
Well, Dr. Susan Barkley, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you very
much.
Thank
you so much.
Take care.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vince, you just had to throw in there the whole, like, murder stuff, didn't you?
She didn't seem to mind all that much, really. I can see having, like, a, you know, get a bunch of midgets and dwarfs over and have, like, a, tell them we're having a shrimp fry or something. They won't know. They won't know.
All right,
they'll
folks,
think they're a little small.
Get your little dolling fingers ready. When we come up, Vince and I are going to have to hash out how to give away The Ultimate Guide to Sea Monkeys and your very own sea monkey
so
pets.
So, are we going to give it all to one person? Or?
I give it to two people. We'll give one to one and one to the other. How's that?
We'll talk about it during the break.
You're listening to Christian Events.